EP testing is done less now than it was 10 years ago, and there are some centers that don't do EP testing on cardiac arrest survivors. I think there are some reasons to do it in the patient who does not have high-grade coronary disease. One would be to see if the patient's inducible. There are obscure causes of cardiac arrest, such as bundle branch reentry, that you will not identify unless you do an EP study in a patient with a dilated cardiomyopathy. So I think the test is still, by and large, worth doing if it doesn't put the patient at risk, such as he or she would be if the patient had high-grade coronary disease.